The next one is just like one of my most incredible favorite songs.
As a matter of fact, I think it's a lot of people's most incredible. This is
The Resurrection.
Worthy is Jesus. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm so glad you are all here today. It's a blessing to be in the presence of God. Well, Charles Spurgeon loved to tell about his grandfather, a minister who was very, very poor. The one cow he owned had died, and his 10 children were without milk. You see, the cow was the source of their milk. His wife asked, What will we do now? I cannot tell, he said, but I know what God will do. We must have milk for the children, and God will provide. Well, the next morning, a man brought Spurgeon's grandfather a gift of 20 pounds. I have a friend from the pound country. I mean, that was in the 1800s. The money came from the minister's relief fund, even though help had not been requested. You see, a few days before the relief committee had divided the funds for distribution, and an amount of 5 pounds was left over after the distribution. One of the members said, "There is poor Mr. Spurgeon down in Essex, which is a county in England, northeast of London. Suppose we send it to him." "We had better make it 10, said the chairman, "and I'll give an extra 5. That made it 15. Another man added 5 more pounds. Here's what I don't want you to miss in the story. Those men who were over the relief fund, dividing and distributing the relief funds, knew nothing about Spurgeon's cow. But God, upon whom Spurgeon had cast all his cares, knew all about it. Well, as God's believing children, we may choose to carry our cares or give them over to the Heavenly Father. And I tell you, friends, life's journey is a lot easier if we learn to cast rather than carry. Are you burdened by a load of care today? I know many of us here are weighed down with many concerns. But the question is, have you learned to cast your cares upon Jesus? Or are you laboring hard to carry them yourself? That's the choice you have and I have as a believer in Jesus Christ. Well, this brings me to the heart of the message God has given me from His Word to deliver to you at this special hour. And please, I want you each to listen carefully to it, not just with your head, but more importantly with your heart, where the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power and grace, is ready to plant the seed of God's truth in order to change believers, born again Christians, more and more into the blessed image of Jesus Christ, and also to convict the unbeliever, the unsaved, of his or her sin of unbelief, in order to lead him or her into a personal saving relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the Savior and Seeker of lost sinners. So here's what we are going to talk about at this special hour. And I want you to listen with an open heart and an open mind. Jesus is longing to take your burden and carry it for you, but He won't force you to let go of it. Let me repeat. Jesus is longing, is willing to take your burden and carry it for you, but He won't force you to let go of it. He's a gentleman. In other words, God Almighty, who is revealed fully and finally in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, wants all burdened believers to cast their cares on Him. Folks, friends, and fellow believers in the family of God, the Holy Spirit is going to remind us today that the one person in the entire universe who is longing, desiring, willing, and waiting to take your burdens and my burdens and carry them for us is none other than the Lord, Yahweh, who is revealed to mankind in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn them to Psalm 55, verses 22 to 23. Will you please listen carefully as I recite this brief and blessed passage of Scripture from the updated New American Standard Bible. Somebody just bought me a new Bible because they've seen that my Bible is falling apart. Thank you. Well, the Bible says in Psalm 55, verse 22, it begins by saying, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days. But I will trust in you." This is the word of God to the people of God. And may the Lord add His blessing to the recital of His holy word. Psalm 55 is called a psalm of lament. This is because David pours out his heart to the Lord God, telling Him all of his troubles. You see, before the hymn, the hymn, "I Must Tell Jesus All of My Troubles," was written, David lived it out in his life before that hymn was written. David, in a psalm of lament, is telling God all of his troubles. You see, his troubles came upon David because a former close friend of his has bitterly betrayed him. Actually, this psalm will later be quoted in Judas's betrayal of the Lord Jesus, making this psalm also what we call a messianic psalm. Because what happened to David was actually looking forward to a greater fulfillment in the person of Jesus Christ, who was betrayed by one of his friends, that is Judas. Well, the high point of the psalm for Christians who have been stabbed in the back — how many of you have been stabbed in the back? Many times. Well, the high point of this psalm for any believer or Christian who has been stabbed in the back by a confidant is verse 22, which is the focus of our message today. Though despairing, David expresses ultimate confidence in God. That is why he ends the psalm by saying, "But I will trust in you." Confidence, trust. Actually, before David came to the point of expressing ultimate confidence in the Lord his God, he poured out his heart to God, showing the extreme anguish he was experiencing over the bitter blow of betrayal by his close friend. He speaks so openly about his personal grief and desperate need of God's intervention in his life. So this makes this psalm so relevant and applicable to you and me today. Because at some point in your life and my life, we will come to that point where we will experience personal grief and will be in desperate need of God's supernatural intervention. And so this is why this psalm is so crucial for you and me today. The one way this psalm applies to us today is dealing with troubles and trials in the lives of believers. How do you tend to respond to troubles in your life? Deny they exist? Blame someone else? Avoid a problem or person? Escape? take the problem head on, pray. What are your biggest problems today? Problems today. What are the biggest problems you are facing today? Think of that, because we will come to that later. You see, David's first impulse is to fly away from all his troubles. And that's our first impulse as well. We want to run away from our troubles. Some choose to run away from their troubles by committing suicide, as you heard of the actor yesterday. David said in verses 6 to 8, which I'm not going to read, but I'll just paraphrase it to you. If he had wings, he would take off for some quiet spot in the wilderness, far removed from the troubles and from his enemies. He would waste no time at all escaping the tempest that was swirling around him. I tell you, folks, even those who are especially close to God, even as David was, have moments when they want to escape their problems and their pressures. We just want to escape. Well, thankfully, that's not how the story ended for David. Through the Holy Spirit, David left us a more excellent way of dealing with the troubles that we face in life. But you ask, what's the more excellent way from David's life? Well, David's example is so simple and straightforward. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand it and live it out in your life. So as we now focus on verse 22, which I told you will be the focus of our message, please notice as we try to discover the more excellent way of dealing with troubles in our lives. Notice the prescription for the burdened believers in verse 22a. You see, just as a doctor prescribes medications for sick patients in order to bring them back to health and wholeness, so also Almighty God prescribes a course of action for those who are burdened in life to follow in order to find what? Relief and rest in their lives. What is that prescribed course of action? Well, notice the Bible says it only in a few words. It says in verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord. In the Hebrew, it's only four words. In our English language, it's translated six words. But still, it's few words. Cast what? Your burden upon the Lord. So please, everyone say with me, cast your burden upon the Lord. Good. I'm glad you are with me. You see, David came to realize that the best course in time of trouble. Is it from me? You see, that David came to realize that the best course in time of troubles is not to run away from them, but to cast the burden of them upon the Lord. So now the question is, what does it mean to cast your burden on the Lord? Maybe you have heard that several times. What does it mean? Well, we need to understand two words in order to grasp the full meaning of what is being taught here, to cast your burden upon the Lord. The first word is the word cast. It's from the Hebrew shalak. It also means to set down, or to throw down, or to, if the weight is so heavy, you have to hurl it. Okay, we are okay. If the weight is so heavy, you have to hurl it down. Or you cast it down, you put it down, You drop it. It is used here figuratively because God is not, it's a spiritual burden. So you can't see it with your eyes. Like we see the loads we carry. I remember when I was a little boy, one of my sisters loved to do business. So during vacation time, she would ask us to go and buy sugar cane. 6 foot. And we bundle that and put it on our heads. 9 miles to home. And at some point, the weight just weighs you down. And the only way you can find relief is to haul it down. Well, that's what God is saying here. You can haul that, haul down the weight upon you. The second word is burden. It's from the Hebrew yehav. Now, some of you have it as cares, but it's burden, yehav. It means lot as that which is given. The care and anxiety which are your portion. It means that which had been imposed or laid upon you or assigned or allotted to you. So the word implies one's circumstances or one's lot. Remember, nothing we face in this life comes to us by chance. Everything has to come through the hands of God to you. So that's why this word is saying your circumstances or your lot in life. Wherever you are, it has been allotted to you or apportioned or assigned to you by God. So when the Bible says, cast your burden upon the Lord, it is saying to the believer, throw down the troubles assigned or allotted to you upon the Lord. Set down your situations in life upon the Lord. Cast down your circumstances in life upon Yahweh. Put down your anxieties, which are your portion on God. Drop the load of care in your life upon the Jesus we sang about, who is worthy of our praise and who is holy. This is the one who says, cast your burden upon me. So what situations, what circumstances, what cares and concerns are weighing you down today? God, I want to remind you today, God wants us to cast our cares on Him. But often we continue to bear them ourselves, even when we say we are trusting Him. Please hear it again. Jesus is longing to take your burden and carry it for you, but He won't force you to let go of it. I tell you, friends, Jesus is willing and more than willing to bear even the heaviest burden for us, but He won't coerce or twist our arms to let go of it. Remember His words in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. What did He say? Come to me, all you who are what? Weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Remember also that Jesus bore the burden of your sins and my sins on the cross. Now please listen carefully. If Jesus did that for you and me, when we didn't even know Him, when we didn't even ask Him, when we didn't even love Him, will He not much more be willing to bear your cares and your concerns in life, such as your sufferings, your sorrows, your sickness, your homelessness, your joblessness, your financial struggles, your addictions to alcohol, crack cocaine, pot, meth, and set you free of them? The answer is yes, indeed. I tell you, friends, today Jesus is giving you the opportunity to cast your cares, to put down your burdens on Him. But you can choose to cast them on him or to continue to carry them by your good self. Today, no matter your burden, the Holy Spirit is here and he's willing to help you through his power to cast your burden on Jesus. He's able and willing to enable you to step up to the plate and in faith and trust all your care upon Jesus. But the question is, will you respond to him right now as he tugs on your heart to lay your burdens down at the feet of Jesus? No matter what they are, no matter how heavy they are, no matter how many they are. Remember, Jesus doesn't set a limit on the burdens you can cast upon him. He doesn't even set a limit as to how many times you can cast your burden and your cares upon him. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 affirms that by saying, casting all your anxiety. Notice he says all, not just one, all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So here is the point of all this. Jesus doesn't want you to leave here carrying the same burdens you brought in. He wants you to cast every single one of them upon him. Now, I want you to think of all your circumstances in life for a moment. All your concerns, all your cares for a moment. Do that, please. Then ask the person sitting next to you, are you going to carry or cast? Are you going to carry or cast? Ask the person sitting next to you.
Are you going to carry or cast?
Carry or cast? One writer says, he who once bore the burden of our sins and sorrows requests that we should ever permit him to bear the burden of our cares. End quote. How special, how sweet the sound of these words to the weary and burdened child of God. You can permit today Jesus to bear the burden of your cares, or you can plod along in life bearing them yourself to the day of your last breath. And oh, what a sad way to live, and what a sad way to end your life or finish your life. Perhaps you are saying in your heart, I want to cast my cares upon Jesus today. But what can I expect from him after casting down my burdens on him? My friend, God himself has a ready and resounding answer for you. And this brings me to the discussion of the promises for believers in verse 22b. Speaking with great confidence and conviction of heart, David says in the Holy Spirit, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Notice the Bible uses the language of certainty in setting forth the promises for believers who cast their burdens upon the Lord. It says he will sustain you. It says he will never allow the righteous to be shaken. In other words, the Bible is saying you can count on God to do these very things for you when you cast genuinely, truly, sincerely, humbly cast your burdens upon him. Actually, there are two promises for the believer who casts his or her burden on Jesus. The first promise is being sustained. The word sustained also means to maintain, to support, to nourish. You see, Jesus knows very well that the burdens which are our portions in life can zap our physical, our mental, our emotional, and spiritual strength. So the Bible promises that the believer who casts his burden or her burden upon the Lord will be upheld in life. In fact, David himself is a perfect example of this. The Lord upheld David, sustained David, and supported David throughout the struggles he faced as a believer. As such, David didn't throw in the towel. David didn't turn his back on God. David didn't walk away from God. He didn't quit on God. He kept trusting God until God fulfilled his promises to him. Guess what? God wants to do the same for you and for me who cast our burdens upon him. The second promise is the promise of never being shaken. What that means simply is God will not allow your burdens to drown you in life. He will not permit the cares you carry and you cast upon him to silence your voice of praising him and rejoicing in him. Please listen. If you are a believer in Jesus today, Jesus is saying to you, cast your cares, your concerns, your circumstances in life, however heavy they are, upon me. However many they are, bring them to me at my feet. Lay them down at the feet of the cross. He says, I have no limit on how many burdens you can cast upon me. He says, don't leave here carrying them to the dining room and then to wherever you may spend the night tonight. He says, I did not intend for you to carry them. So, as a believer who has a concern, a burden that is weighing on you, in a moment, I will ask you to come forward and tell Jesus, today I believe I want to lay down my burdens upon you, and you will carry them for me from this day forth. And then let me experience your power sustaining me. And now if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, the greatest burden in your life is the burden of sin. A burden that separates you from the presence of the living and loving God. Not only in this life, but also in the life soon to come. But you can cast your burden of sin upon Jesus today. Why? He already bore your burden of sin and my burden of sin on the cross. He bore it for you and for me. All you have to do today is to come to Jesus just as you are. He's not asking you to clean up yourself before you come. Come as you are. Confess to Jesus today that you are a sinner living under the burden of sin. And call upon Jesus with childlike faith and trust, believing that he died for your sins on the cross and that he rose again on the third day to bring you and me who believe in him into a right standing with a holy and righteous God. So the ball is in your court. Who has burdens weighing on him or her today? Well, you come and lay at the feet of Jesus, trusting that he will sustain you and he will work in your life. If you are a believer and you have a burden, don't feel shy. Jesus knows all of them and he wants to carry them for you. So it's up to you to say, Jesus, I believe you can carry them. I'm putting you to the test to carry them for me. And then see what happens in your life. Now, if you are not a believer, this is where you come to me. So we talk about your faith in Christ, coming to faith in Christ.